Good evening, we're calling the regular meeting of the Civil Service Commission to order. I'll call roll at this time. Commissioner Gersten.
Present.
Vice Chair Fish.
Here.
Commissioner Sepulveda is absent this evening, and Chair Carpuccia present. At this time, we will look to see if there is any members of the public that wish to speak on a subject matter, either that is not listed or on an action item would be our next step. Do we have any public comments or anyone that has submitted a request to speak? Perfect. At this time, we'll move forward to action item 4.1. That is the approval of the minutes from the March 3rd meeting. Staff has made a recommendation to approve the minutes. Do we have any motion on those?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of March 3rd, 2022.
And I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? That passes 3-0 with one commissioner absent. 4.2 is consideration of approval of the addition of the classification plan per Civil Service Rule 1.02A3 of principal accountant. Staff is making a recommendation to approve. Erin, do you want to give us some background on this position and why you've made that recommendation?
Sure. So we were working with the finance department to create a new supervisory level classification within the accountant classification series. So within the series, there's an entry level, which is our accountant, journey level, which is our associate accountant, and then our advanced journey level, which is our senior accountant. So that's how it is now. And so we're, like I said, proposing a supervisory level within that series. So the principal titling convention and the concept is consistent with all of our mid-managers and professional classifications. We have a principal civil engineer, a principal planner, those are all supervisory classifications within the series. So this classification will be supervising other confidential and professional confidential classifications, and so we are making a recommendation to place it in the mid-management confidential employee group. We did send notification to SEIU and our mid-manager professional association, and they both responded, both SEIU and the president of MMPR responded with no concerns. So if it's approved by the Civil Service Commission tonight, we have an item that's going to council to take the classification and salary to council for their approval, and then we will open, if they approve it, then we'll open up a closed promotional recruitment for principal accountant.
Well, internal recruitment or external as well?
Internal recruitment.
And has supervised up till now if there hasn't been this position?
So there is a finance manager. There are senior accountants currently. We would be taking one senior accountant. They do actually do supervise an associate accountant and accounting technician, and so this is really writing this classification. But we would typically, if we studied the position, then we would have done a reclassification, but we did not study it, and so we're opening up a recruitment for it.
And would the new classification still report to the finance manager?
Correct.
And would if it was an internal hire, is the intention to backfill from that internal hire or just reallocate that one person into the proper role?
So we have two senior accountants. They would, if they both apply, they both, you know, compete for it. We're not adding a new position, but they would need to essentially swap.
So in essence, what I'm to understand is this is, there was a classification type analysis a couple of years back, pre-me, but probably not pre-you.
Nothing's pre-me.
There's now a reorg in this area that's realigning, that's resulting in the need to have a principal supervise a professional employee, not just the lower categories. And so I think that is, the reorg isn't to increase, but the reorg is to realign based on having to supervise that professional. It's the only area where there is a principal accountant that's supervising professionals. Every other one of the seniors only supervise non-professionals.
So it would only be supervising the one unsuccessful, assuming both apply.
Yes.
The one who doesn't get it. So it's going to be a supervision class of one because the lower level ones are already supervised by that lower people.
Correct.
they may both, they, the person has the ability to supervise people that are not professional, but without making it a principal, they can't also supervise the professional. So they'd be able to still supervise the different folks more than one, but that one individual that is the senior that also supervises couldn't be supervised otherwise, so it's taking it off the plate of that financial
aid. And the successful candidate, does that person dump some of their job duties on the one unsuccessful candidate?
No.
Okay. So it's not increasing the workload?
No.
Okay. Or responsibility. That person's going to take with them
correct.
Kind of what they're doing now, but just add supervision.
Correct.
Got it.
So are there any other questions? Is there a motion on the matter?
I'll make the motion to approve the additional position for principal accountant.
I'll second it.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Noes, abstentions. That passes 3-0 with one absent. Other business at this time. Are there any staff comments you've got for us, Erin?
No.
Are there any... as a chair, I have no comments. Any other commissioner comments at this point?
Anything upcoming that we should be aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
And with that, we'll call for adjournment at 5:21. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is May 5th, 2022 at 5:15, if we have items. Thank you.
Thank you.